president.
Republicans in the GOP-controlled Kansas legislature have moved to block local bans, restrictions, or taxes on plastic bags or other packaging. The state Senate voted 27-3 for a bill that would strip cities and counties of their power to regulate or tax bags, cups, bottles, or other packaging. The measure has the backing of business groups and would cover not only plastic, but cloth, paper, cardboard, aluminum, glass, or foamed plastic, such as styrofoam. The bill goes next to the House. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Two Kansas men died in an accident just before 6 p.m. Wednesday in Sedgwick County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2011 Dodge Ram 2500 driven by Darth Delano Klein, 56, of Wichita, was southbound on Interstate 235 at North Broadway. The Dodge traveled off the road, crossed the center median, and collided with a northbound 2005 FedEx freight truck driven by Tyler Matthew Bauer, 30, of Wichita. Klein was pronounced dead at the scene. EMS transported Bauer to St. Francis, where he died. Klein was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. The Kansas House gave first-round approval Tuesday to legislation creating license plates that celebrate wildlife and parks and grant free admission to state parks. House Bill 2597 would raise an estimated $480,000 in annual royalty fees for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. The four new distinctive plates would celebrate state parks, hunting, fishing, and non-game wildlife. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A man is facing life in prison after being convicted of killing an Omaha realtor and putting his body in a crawl space. A Douglas County jury deliberated about 2 hours Wednesday before convicting 44-year-old Ross Lorello III of first-degree murder in the killing of 70-year-old realtor Mickey Sodoro. Prosecutors said Lorello shot Sodoro in December of 2020 after the two men met at a home Lorello was going to rent. Prosecutors said Sodoro was shot at close range in the back of the head and his body was left in a garage crawl space at the home. A bill that would allow marijuana for medical use in Nebraska while imposing tight restrictions is hitting a wall of opposition from both legalization advocates and opponents. Some legalization supporters blasted the measure Wednesday as a poison pill that would effectively make it impossible to produce or obtain the drug legally. Opponents say they still don't want to see the drug legalized in Nebraska, calling the push a slippery slope toward recreational use. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Black Squirrel City origin story, which was postponed, has been rescheduled this Thursday evening beginning at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building. In celebrating the 50th anniversary of Marysville's designation as Black Squirrel City, voting is currently underway to select the most popular of the 34 original Black Squirrel statues located in the community. The five atop the voting will be featured on the first round of collectible memorabilia to be produced as part of a year-long celebration. Voting can be done by liking the squirrel photos that appear on the Facebook page, Black Squirrel City, or in person, Annie Marysville Bank. You may select as many squirrels as you like, with selections due by Monday, February 28. In 1972, Marysville City Council passed an ordinance to protect black squirrels. This year of celebration culminating with events in October, which has marked Black Squirrel Night festivities each year since. Plans are being finalized, but will include a parade featuring 16 new black squirrel statues, set to join the 34 currently on display throughout the community. Black squirrels make up about 20% of the city's squirrel population. Again, the Black Squirrel City origin story this Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Marysville City Building is free and open to the public. Nemaha, Jackson, Pottawatomie, and Shawnee County Conservation Districts will host the statewide Women in Agriculture event in Corning this Saturday, February 26th. The day-long session of speakers will include topics like soil health, agritourism, financing the farm, shopping Kansas farms, and keynote speakers Mark and Annette Potter will discuss all things mental health and depression. The registration is free, but space is limited. Advance reservations are requested. Phone 785-336-2186, extension 133, for the Women in Agriculture Seminar in Corning this Saturday. State Representative Lisa Mosier was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. A number of bills are being considered by the Kansas legislature. Mosier took up the first joint bill passed this session.
To start off with, the first thing that the House and Senate both did was to pass House Bill HB 2477, which basically relaxes some regulations to help hospitals and nursing homes hire the help that they need because they have been so severely impacted by COVID. It allows certain healthcare professionals to be hired that maybe they're in medical training or they are licensed in other states, but they can be hired by facilities in Kansas. And it also suspends certain licensures and requirements for adult care homes. So basically, this helps the healthcare industry get the employees they need to take care of people in hospitals and in our adult care homes. And so that was a huge piece that we did right out of the gate in mid-January.
The conversation with Lisa Mosier continues this weekend. Join the public affairs program Saturday at 7:10 on KNDY. A lengthy process of redistricting legislative seats in Kansas continues.
Redistricting has been huge on the forefront. The House and Senate passed the congressional maps, which are the maps for the four congressional districts here in Kansas for Jake LaTurner, Tracy Mann, Sharice Davids, and Representative Ron Estes. The governor vetoed the map last week, and we overrode her veto this week. And we expect now that the maps will probably end up in court for a check and balance, and we're confident that they were drawn correctly and don't split up any voting populations. And so you'll just have to watch for more on that. And once the congressional maps are confirmed, then work will begin on state senator maps and the state representative maps. So redistricting is a long way from being over.
Joyce M. Jandra, age 88 of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Joyce Jandra. Connie P. Schneider, age 82, of Washington, passed away February 14th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Connie Schneider. Vernon W. Neiman, age 85, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Vern Neiman. Corey J. Waters, age 26, of Marysville, passed away on Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at the church, 7. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Corey Waters. Donald A. Ubben, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday, 6 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Don Ubben. Edward Ed Cabriel, age 72, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service will be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Ed Cabriel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, beets, and cinnamon apple slices. Tomorrow, a ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, relish plate, pineapple, and a cookie. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Skies staying fairly cloudy across the region today as another low-pressure system makes its way through. Snow showers will mainly fall throughout the afternoon before clearing up overnight. Temperatures will stay chillier today before we warm up on Friday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 20s throughout Missouri. Between 1 and 2 inches of snow is expected throughout central and eastern Iowa, as well as eastern Nebraska. Temperatures will remain extremely chilly throughout the overnight hours, with lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, lows just below zero throughout Nebraska, the single digits and lower teens throughout Kansas, and the lower teens throughout Missouri. Temperatures will warm up on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 82, the average low 24 and the record low 15 below zero. Sunset this evening 6:14, sunrise in the morning at 7:07. It's 6 degrees with a light north wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of February. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
No upset this time for Duke and a triple OT marathon in Providence. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. Around college hoops, Duke freshman A.J. Griffin made sure lightning would not strike twice for the 7th-ranked Blue Devils in an ACC showdown with Virginia.
3:42 to go. A.J. Griffin with a huge three for Duke.
The call on ESPN, Griffin scored 10 of his 13 points in the game's final 4 minutes. The Blue Devils held on to beat the Cavaliers 65-61, avenging a previous home loss to UVA 2 weeks ago. Number 11, Providence, moved a game closer toward making school history.
7 to shoot. Bynum finds Breed on the right wing. Back to Jared, 30-footer.
On WPRO, Jared Bynum finished with a game-high 27 points to help the Friars stave off unranked Xavier in triple overtime 99-92. Providence needs just one more win to secure their first-ever regular season Big East Conference Championship. Major League Baseball warns regular season games will be canceled if it fails to reach an agreement with the players' union on a new collective bargaining agreement by a self-imposed Monday deadline. A league spokesperson said missed games would not be made up and players would not receive paychecks for canceled games. A union source told ESPN they would push back against extended playoffs if the players are not paid for the missed games. In the NHL, it was a full circle moment for the Lightning's Corey Perry.
Ty Maroon is checked by Lagesson. Maroon stays with it, left corner. Gets it loose. Sergachev, score! Did Perry tip that?
I think Perry touched it.
Goal number really 400 for Corey Perry!
On WFLA, 16 years after he scored his first ever NHL goal against the Oilers, Perry became the 103rd player in league history to reach 400 goals with this third period score. Tampa topped Edmonton 5-3. Mark Remillard. ABC.
Again, Thursday night basketball tip-offs in 1A sub-state play. Boys action, Axtell hosting Lynn. Centralia's home to Donovan West. And Washington County tips off at Blue Valley. In the 1 through 4A girls state wrestling championships at Salina Wednesday, Marysville junior Ella Johnson defeated Osuska of Augusta 5-0 to open the tournament. Johnson then lost to Wickham of Hoisington 0-5. Ella Johnson will face Ashlyn Pasternak of Scott Community on the backside of the 138-pound bracket as wrestling continues Thursday. Marysville takes 8 boys to the state tournament at Fort A State Friday and Saturday.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow calling on the Biden administration to take steps to address the climate crisis by increasing federal investment in bio-based products. She was joined by fellow Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar, made the request in a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The lawmakers say President Biden's commitment to sustainable procurement is an opportunity to strengthen USDA's biopreferred program as the industry standard for sustainable procurement in government agencies. The senators say renewable chemicals, bio-based plastics, and other bio-based products are effective tools in reducing the nation's dependence on petroleum while creating markets for farmers. The lawmakers said that growing the bio-based economy supports good-paying jobs for American workers and positions of American companies to continue to lead the world in bio-based initiatives. They say growing the bio-based economy also positions American companies to continue to lead the world in bio-based innovation. The question about who is buying U.S. farmland comes up quite often from different sources. Historically, farmers and ranchers purchase the largest share of ag land that comes up for sale in an area. Part of the land is sold quietly between related parties, between landowner and tenant. The rest is sold in the open market through private treaty listing or auctions. Typically, farmers buy 70 to 80% of good farmland that comes up for sale in the grain belt. Local and out-of-area investors buy yet another 20% of the farmland that's sold, leaving a small percentage purchased by others, like institutional or corporate buyers, in states where that's allowed. An overall food price increased by an average of 3.9% in 2021 compared to 2020, the highest annual increase since 2008. USDA's Economic Research Service released new data yesterday showing food prices grew more slowly than all items, but quickly in other items, like of the major groups tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. This winter, they're also stocking bird feed mix and sunflower seed. They have a Culligan water softener salt at After Hours Feed Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 5. Open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Holler at Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply at Blue Rapids.
Market information from the Good America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Thursday morning today, markets opening up in just a little bit. Grain markets had about 2 days in a row of some really big numbers, a lot of it from the volatility and the uncertainty between Russia and Ukraine right now. But we have seen another big day in the grain market, mostly higher finishing up yesterday. Livestock wrapped up mixed at the beginning of the day, finished off mostly lower by the end. We'll see if they can't rebound when trading opens up here in just a little bit. In the grain market today, though, March corn was kind of the last holdout going into the green, but it did and nonetheless by the end, with March corn rising by 9 cents at the end of trading to 683¾. Kansas City wheat for March, they saw some big gains, moving up 31¾ cents, finishing at 913. And a half. Chicago, we also saw gains of near 31¾ cents. In the bean market, soybeans for March saw 40 cent gains by the end of trading yesterday to 1675 even. We had the meal for March up 1740, finishing at 471.10. And soybean oil for March was up 57 cents at 70.72. Cotton market yesterday was mostly higher. They were a little bit slower than some of the other ones, but positive nonetheless by the end, with March cotton rising $1.29, finishing at 122.40. In the canola market, March canola was up 11.10 yesterday, finishing at 10.43.10. And the oats market, one of the only holdouts we saw that was a little bit lower, March oats were down yesterday 1.5 cents in the red at 678¾. In the livestock market, things started off kind of mixed but wrapped up mostly lower. Live cattle for February, they're just about off the market. They were down 70 cents by the end, finishing at 143.05. The April live cattle were down $1.27, sitting at 144.75. Feeder cattle mostly lower yesterday as well. March was down by $1.45 at 162.77. And the April was in the red by 85 cents, sitting at 168.27. Lean hogs, they saw some big losses yesterday, losing a lot of the gains they've seen over the week, with them down $4.05 at 108.02.
At Midwest Kia, we're celebrating President's Day all month long with a better way to buy. Receive the presidential treatment with a promise of exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, and transparent pricing. And February is the month to take advantage of the market and get a sweetheart of a deal, while every trade-in, including yours, is at its peak value. Worried you won't find the right new Kia for you? Midwest Kia has that problem solved for you, as we have over 200 new Kias available today, all with Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. It's all part of reimagining the way a car dealership should be at Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. It's a better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and receive the presidential treatment and a sweetheart of a deal. You'll see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It won't be long before onions can be planted, but choose your variety carefully. Some tips are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Baseball players Mike Lowell and Eddie Murray were born on this day, and American forces liberated the Philippine capital of Manila today in 1945. Onions will be one of the first crops to set out this spring once the ground is workable. The general rule of thumb is to set them out 4 to 6 weeks before the last expected frost, and keep the critical distinction in mind. Because onion bulbs form according to length of daylight hours, they come in short day and long day varieties. Northern gardeners should opt for long day onions, while southern growers should choose the short day type. There is no in-between variety, so if you're unsure, check with your local nursery. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening tips online at almanac.com.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 400 head of cattle for a sale today, including 20 black and white faced bred cows, bred to Hereford bulls. They start calving in March, 5 to 6 years old. 15 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 4 to 450. 12 black and red and white faced steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 50 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 9. 6 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 12 black steers and heifers 6 to 7. 15 black crossbred steers and heifers 6 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers 6 to 750. 55 black and red steers and heifers weighing 6 to 9. 65 mixed steers and heifers 675 to 8 and a quarter. 50 black and red steers and heifers weigh 7 to 9. 90 black steers and heifers 7 to 9. And 20 black steers weighing 9 to 9 and a quarter. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 6 degrees, and with a light north wind, wind chills down around zero. Colder highs still only around 20 today. We do get a pretty nice warm-up into the weekend looking ahead.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State continues their season-opening 12-game road swing this afternoon with a midweek matchup at Texas State. The game was originally scheduled for last night at Globe Life Field in Arlington, but the threat of winter weather forced the game to be moved to San Marcos. The Shockers aim to bounce back from a 6-2 loss on Tuesday at Oklahoma, dropping their season record to 0-4. First pitch scheduled for 4 o'clock at Bobcat Ballpark in San Marcos, Texas. The Kansas State women's basketball team looked for its third win over an Associated Press top 15 opponent this season, but number 11 Texas used a 9-0 run midway through the fourth quarter to prevent the Lady Wildcats' comeback and left Bramlage Coliseum with a 62-51 win on Wednesday night. The K-State women will now take to the road on Saturday as the Wildcats visit number 20 Oklahoma at the Lloyd Noble Center in Norman at 4 p.m. on Saturday. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage Coliseum this Saturday, February 26th, as your K-State men's basketball team hosts Iowa State at 1 p.m. A Wildcat 4-pack of reserve bench tickets is just $75. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. See you at 1 p.m. Saturday as your Cats take on the Cyclones. Go Cats!
Thursday night, 1A Substate basketball tip-offs. Axtell boys entertain Lynn. Centralia's home to Donovan West. And Washington County boys are at Blue Valley. All 7 o'clock tip-offs. On Friday, Axtell girls at Wetmore. Frankfort girls entertain Onega. Washington County girls host to Solomon. Those games tip off at 7. Live broadcast coverage coming up Monday, as the Marysville girls and boys basketball teams tip off in 3A Substate play. Marysville at Hiawatha Monday. Girls at 6, boys follow at 7:30. MHS Lady Bulldogs are number 7 seed, 9 and 11, facing 2nd seed Hiawatha, 16 and 3, in a rematch of a season opener, which the Lady Redhawks won 46-38. Top seed Silver Lake hosts Royal Valley. 3rd seed Nemaha Central is home to Sabetha. And the 4-5 seeds are Jeff West and Rossville. MHS boys are number 5 seed, 9 and 11, facing number 4 Hiawatha, 9 and 10. The Redhawks took the season opener over Marysville by 1 on a last-second shot. Again, Bulldog basketball tipping off in Substate Monday live on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1. Winners advance to semifinals next Thursday and Friday at Silver Lake. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, 18-2, are top seed, and host Republic County. Winless in 20 starts, they meet Monday night at 7 in the Republic County 2A Substate, while 2nd seed El Saline meets Waubonsie. 3rd seed Harrington takes on St. Mary's, and 4-5 seeds Bennington and Salina Sacred Heart tip off. On the boys' side, Valley Heights Mustangs are number 6 seed, 4-10, tipping off at 3rd seed Waubonsie, 14-5, Tuesday at 7. Top seed St. Mary's boys host Harrington. 2nd seed Sacred Heart entertains El Saline. And 4-5 seeds Bennington and Republic County meet first round. Winners advance to semifinals next Thursday and Friday at Republic County. Again, Thursday night basketball tip-offs in 1A sub-state play. Boys action, Axtell hosting Lynn. Centralia's home to Donovan West. And Washington County tips off at Blue Valley. In the 1 through 4A girls state wrestling championships at Salina Wednesday, Marysville junior Hella Johnson defeated Osuska of Augusta 5-0 to open the tournament. Johnson then lost to Wickham of Hoisington 0-5. Hella Johnson will face Ashlyn Pasternak of Scott Community on the backside of the 138-pound bracket as wrestling continues Thursday. Marysville takes 8 boys to the state tournament at Fort A State Friday and Saturday.
KNDY.
Turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink, just like that you're 6 years old. And you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years as they're in bed. And you pray and God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was blue in my